The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Sky Broadband. Get the power to do more with Sky's best ever Wi-Fi.
Yes, 9.36 as we march along this Wednesday morning. Great to have your company with us. And I was only telling you last week about the principal, school principal I met on one of my walks. Lovely man. And we were chatting about, I was saying, how are you getting on with the return post-Easter of all the children? And he was saying to me that the academic side of things were easy enough to confront and deal with, but the emotional and mental health side of things were where it was where the real trouble lay for teachers and principals and parents alike. And somebody sent in a text saying, you know, you need to read The Pain in the Chest. It's a beautiful little book by Áine Murray, who's a psychology graduate and a teacher. And I got a copy of the book, and it was as beautiful as I expected, and actually better. It's gorgeous illustration and beautifully put together by Áine Murray, who joins us now. Good morning, Áine.
Hi, Ryan. How are you?
Hey, congratulations on your book. It's really gorgeous.
Thank you so much.
You should be. If this was the toy show, I would be putting it in, on my list of Irish books to show, to flash up. Because I'll tell you what it is. The name itself is, I don't know if it's an Irish thing, but it is universally understood for children and adults, weirdly. But let's talk about children. Talk to me, Áine, about The Pain in the Chest.
Yeah, so the book follows a little girl who, she has a lot of big worries, and it kind of shows us scenarios where she wants to do something and is stopped by all these overwhelming, like, what-ifs. So she wants to get a balloon, for example, and she thinks, but what if I get it and it hurts my hand? Or what if I get it and I lose my mum? And all of these worries kind of manifest as a pain in her chest. Mm. And she's also followed around by this little worry monster who you kind of spot throughout the pages. And you see her kind of when she's seven, she doesn't want to audition for a play because of all her worries. And then she's in secondary school. She doesn't want to make friends because she's too afraid that, you know, people won't like her or they'll think she's weird. And eventually it comes to a point where she wants to have a party and she tells her mum. And her mum's kind of confused because she never knew. She kind of thought she was shy or, you know, never liked balloons or never wanted to be on stage. And the girl finally shares that she does like those things but has always been stopped by a pain in her chest. And when she finally shared it with her mum is able to empathise and validate her feelings and explain that it happens to her too, and explains that when we talk about our feelings, it will make us feel better. And that's the message that kind of the book sends, that we should talk about our feelings.
Right. And I love the examples you picked. You could tell you're a teacher because you obviously know that, you know, some children would be afraid to lose the balloon from the helium goes up to the sky. What do you do next? But also, they want to be on stage like all the other girls and boys, the popular ones, if you like, but they don't want to be seen to be different, or they don't want to separate themselves from the crowd. Similarly, making friends. And then I think even she's 18 in the book at the end where she says, I want a party because everyone has parties, but I don't want to be the centre of attention. You know, it's a very difficult sea to navigate.
Exactly, yeah. And
for all comers, parents, teachers, and the poor child, yeah.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. And she, I suppose, never had the language for it, and the mum then gives her that language and explains that it's very normal to have these feelings. You know, we all have them. And if we talk about it, we can do the things we want to do. We don't have to let the pain in the chest stop us from doing those things.
I keep quoting Shrek every time, better out than in, Fiona, you know.
Yeah.
But it's so true. He was talking about different things, but ultimately there's truth in it. Now, you worked with Childline for a little while, didn't you?
I did, yeah, I did.
Can you tell me a little bit about what pains in the chest, and in manner of speaking, you heard about at the other end of the phone?
I suppose we, at Childline, we would have heard a lot of, they wouldn't be there to tell us about their worries, they'd be there just to have a chat with us. And it was kind of a place where children could talk to someone and tell us about their day, and had someone there to listen in a very kind of non-judgmental, non-directive way. They could tell us whatever they needed to tell us without being told what to do.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's very helpful to bring into a classroom as well as a teacher, because, you know, children, it helps me centre any issues that children have around, like, thoughts and feelings. That was very adamant in Childline, that everything was around thoughts and feelings, because while context can change, and context is important, but context can change, like, people's perspectives on situations can change, thoughts and feelings are very real, and for children.
So you would be the independent ear guiding them to, well, encouraging them to talk, because that can often be a hard thing to do if somebody does have the pain in the chest, a child particularly, is you can't coax the problem out of them. Did you ever have a thought about that in terms of how do parents get to the place where the child feels comfortable explaining what's wrong?
Yeah, I think just assuring children that they can talk, that that you're always there, and they're not, making sure you're not forcing them or, like, trying to coaxing it out of them, but just assuring them that you will be there to listen. And, you know, things that I've done for children that I feel that are upset, even things like getting them to, you could get them to draw a picture if they're not comfortable to talk, or if there's something like a song that they feel represents their feelings, maybe you could show us the song. And just letting them know that they can tell us in a way that suits them, but without forcing them, you know.
One of the things I wanted to talk to you about, Anya, was the return to school. And I think that adults will have a version of it when it comes back to returning to the workplace. But let's talk about kids going back to school, particularly for the bunch of kids who haven't been for ages and ages. At least some have gone back, but after Easter, there's a whole bunch of school going, not children, but there's young adults, some of them, who are going back. It's not easy. And, you know, we shouldn't assume that they're going back, they're all going to be delighted. I mean, it's almost re-socialising again.
Yeah, it is. I mean, for a lot of kids, it was amazing to be back, and they did really miss that connection and sense of belonging. But for a lot of other kids, they were quite comfortable at home, and coming back was scary for them, and having to do group work and comparing themselves to other children. But it's even more important that those children are back, because you can't go on life without socialising with your peers, you know?
Yeah, go ahead.
I do also think that, like, I know you say, you know, academics isn't a big worry, but I do think a lot of children feel like they're expected to do, like, this. So I teach fourth class, and
yes,
I think they're expected to be at a fourth class standard. And a lot of language is going around at the minute that the children are, like, falling behind in their academic skills, as well as their social skills, I suppose. But I do think that can be very damaging, because the idea that they're falling behind, like, falling behind who, you know, like, it's them against them. And, you know, it's very important to assure them that if they can't do something, that is nothing to do with them. That is just, you know, your teacher figuring out where you're at, or looking at what we need to go over again. But you're not falling behind. You're at where you're at, and we'll try to get you further, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
It can be worrying for children.
Exactly. And pressure can be felt in a house from the top down. So parents should equally just be aware that, don't be killing yourself with pressure and worry about the schoolwork and the academic side of things. It'll all fall into place in due course. It is a pandemic. It's every 100 years. Everyone, take a breath. You know, and nothing is as it should be. And that goes for so many different walks of life at the moment. One last thing I want to ask you about, Anya, is regression. And I know a lot of families are dealing with children, you know, some whose SNAs are out of the picture at the moment and what have you. And they've just taken two steps back, which is heartbreaking.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. I suppose it is. It's, again, like, you just have to say, take them as they are. Don't feel like it's, you know, take it step by step and day by day. And, you know, it's always, as teachers, you know, you're looking at the child, and you're starting with the child. You're not starting with what you think they should be at. Just start with right now and work from there. But yeah, I understand. Like, it is very difficult.
So, you're teaching fourth class.
Yes.
What school are you teaching in?
Ashburn Educate Together National School.
And you're off for the Easter holidays at the moment.
Yes, but I'm looking forward to getting back.
I bet you are. You don't attend the teachers' conferences yourself, do you? Or you don't get involved with?
No.
No interest in that. And are you vaccine-wise, are you happy enough with that situation, the way it's going, or are you concerned?
With which?
The vaccine teachers getting vaccinated?
I'm not going to complain. I'm healthy, I'm young, and someone has to get the vaccine. So, look, I'm happy with whatever's
What Neffet have said, and by them, the government, of course. I hope you have more books to come. Have you on you?
Yeah, that's the plan. Mental health is something I'm interested in. So, anxiety is this one, but we're hoping to in the future look into different aspects of mental health for kids.
Is there an age market, if forgive the word, but is there an age group that your book is aimed at? Because it could...
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think picture books are for everyone. And I think as a teacher, that picture books are for every primary school age.
Sure.
And can be used differently for different ages. Mm. So I suppose younger children I have found have loved the little furry worry monster in the stories. And I just want to say thanks to Brona Lee, the illustrator. I can't leave without mentioning her. She's just been amazing. And
She did a gorgeous job on the illustrations. I have to say, they really compliment your text. And I got kind of Charlie and Lola vibes off the book, which I thought was really nice.
Yeah, very
charming.
Her artwork is amazing. Her Instagram handle is Bunty Lee. So if anyone's interested in looking at more.
I'll definitely check it out. Yeah, okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry. So yeah, the younger children have loved that, and they do recognise, I have a pain in my tummy, this girl has a pain in her chest, I sometimes get a pain in my head. So they catch on to that and understand, they take away the message to talk about your feelings. And then on the other hand, older children take all that, but also are able to reflect on, their own situation and apply it to their own lives. So it's great to use as a prompt for those older children as well. So I do think the book is for all primary school ages.
Mm. I definitely agree with you. Owen, it's been good to talk to you. Congratulations on The Pain in the Chest, and thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks so much, Ryan.
Not at all. Thanks, Sonia. And if you want to get your hands on that book, head to thebookmark.ie. That's a very easy address to remember, thebookmark.ie. And if you have a child in your life, in your world, or if you're a big child yourself and you have a pain in your chest, it's a very sweet, kind, thoughtful, beautifully illustrated book. And I don't say that lightly. And that's by Anya Murray with The Father on the A. What do we got for you? 12 minutes to 10.